With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Speaker Mike Johnson reveals the plan for the House GOP to deliver on day one of President-elect Trump's second term. Bernie Bennett has more.
Speaker Mike Johnson touted the House Republicans' plan to deliver on President-elect Trump's campaign promises with a single large reconciliation bill during a Sunday talk show interview. Fresh off a narrow one-round victory being reelected as House Speaker, Johnson outlined an aggressive plan to immediately start working to put a budget reconciliation bill on Trump's desk within the first 100 days of his second term as president. Johnson then outlined plans to address border security, the economy, energy dominance, deregulation, and dismantling the deep state in a single legislative package. Bernie Bennett, Capitol Hill.
A judge denies Donald Trump's bid to halt his Friday New York criminal case sentencing.
Donald Trump on track to be sentenced Friday after Manhattan Judge Juan Merchan denied his request to halt proceedings Monday while the president-elect appeals a ruling that upheld the verdict. Trump can still ask the appeals court to intervene and order a stay or pause. His lawyers told Merchan that if his sentencing happens Friday, Trump will not be there but appear by video. The judge signaling he's not likely to sentence the president-elect to any punishment for his conviction on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records, something Trump denies. Julie Walker, New York.
Congress has certified Donald Trump as the 2024 presidential election winner without challenge. It's in stark contrast to 2021 violence. Lawmakers convened under heavy security and a snowstorm to certify the vote Monday, with the reading of the electoral results from the states coming swiftly. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 25 points. This is SRN News. Christian leaders in India send a letter.
It was addressed to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and it calls on him to take action against the persecution of believers. More than 400 Indian clergymen and ministry leaders signed the letter, which points out that, quote, rising hate speech, especially from elected officials, has emboldened acts of violence against Christians. Mobs disrupt peaceful Christian gatherings and threaten believers with impunity. There was another surge in violence over the Christmas season. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The issue of males competing against females in sports is already being considered by the courts, but President Trump may take action of his own. The most immediate way he could do that would be in the way his administration interprets Title IX, the law best known for its role in pursuing gender equity in sports. Every administration has the authority to issue its own interpretations of the landmark legislation. This is SRN News. Thousands of Texans in need are abandoning the state's suicide hotline mid-call every month.
The call centers are struggling under a $7 million funding deficit and a growing suicide rate. The state's 988 hotline had the nation's fifth highest rate of abandoned calls in August, the latest data available. That comes amid a multi-million dollar funding deficit that could worsen as federal dollars expire this year. The tightened resources are occurring as the suicide rate in Texas jumped 37% from 2000 to 2022. John Scott reporting.
Winds will whip up and humidity levels will drop in Southern California this week, raising the risk for wildfires in parched areas still recovering from a recent destructive blaze. The National Weather Service warns that gusts could reach 80 miles an hour across Los Angeles and Ventura counties. More details at SRNnews.com.